Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on 102.5 The Game on this Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day to this point. We said we'd switch gears, talk to Barrett Salee, who is on the line with us, college football writer for CBS Sports. Barrett, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are y'all?
Well, we're hanging in there in these weird times. How's it been on your end? We've never experienced this before in our lifetime, so what's it been like for you?
Well, I have a newfound, not that I never respected teachers, but I have a newfound respect for teachers. They should get paid six figures, because trying to teach an 8-year-old and try to keep an 4-year-old at bay is more challenging than I ever thought it'd be. So that part's been interesting. Other than that, it's been pretty easy. Although I will say there's a 6-month no driving law for people who had seizures in this state. So I had two on March 5th. So I was planning on being quarantined anyway. All of y'all just happened to join me.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. Sorry to hear that. Wow.
That's all right.
We've got a German Shepherd in our house that has seizures. I've actually had two last night, so I know that's...
No fun.
No, it is not. It is not. So I hope everything is all right on your end. Let's start, Barrett, with this. The Titans used their first two picks on a couple of SEC guys, the big tackle Isaiah Wilson from Georgia, and then the corner from LSU and Christian Fulton. What did you make of those two picks?
Well, I love Christian Fulton. He's a great cornerback just in general, but I think the fact that he had to go through what he went through, initially a 2-year suspension that he fought and got part of lifted, that shows character, that shows determination, and that sort of translates to what he did on the field once he got back from that suspension. So, I really like what he brings to the table. Obviously, he got tested a lot this year because of what Derek Stingley was able to do as a freshman. So plenty of experience, and I think he'll be a fantastic pro. And Isaiah Wilson, he's lived up to the recruiting hype. I think he was a 5-star kid. He might have been a 4-star kid, but highly touted coming out of high school. Clearly was a big part of that offensive line success over the last couple of years. Versatile, can play a bunch of different positions on that line. So I like him a lot. In terms of team needs for Tennessee, I am not the biggest NFL draft guy, so I don't really know about those. But both those guys, watching them throughout the course of their careers, definitely think they have stardom written all over them.
As you know, you have a great grasp of SEC country, as we're right here in the heart of SEC country in Nashville. You understand that. I mean, to see 15 guys go in the first round, which was a record, and basically everything that was done this year was a record for the conference. What do you make of just every year? It just seems like, these coaches, you better be able to recruit in this conference, because you're going to lose a ton every year to the next level. What did you make of this year's draft?
It's been, obviously the SEC was touting it online afterwards. And, it's just a huge compliment to the coaching staff, the players, and I think it's a sign to the rest of the country that, it's nice to recruit well, but you have to recruit at an elite level to win on a consistent basis. And a lot of these programs have done that. And it's not just, the top tier programs, even the lesser programs have too. And I actually think that has done an awful lot towards building some of these rosters on the big boys, because everybody pours money into it. So now, even the Alabamas, the Georgias, all these top-tier recruiting teams, they have to spend more just to get these guys. So it's just it's all the kids are down here. You look at a heat map, and the whole Southeast is lit up in red because there are so many good players down here. And it doesn't really matter how much or what resources, you know, teams outside of this footprint put into this, as long as the 14 SEC teams consistently put players in the NFL, it's going to be hard to get them out of there. And really, the only team that's been able to do it somewhat consistently has been Ohio State, and look where Ohio State is.
Yeah. Where do you think yesterday's news that came out, where is this headed with NCAA and student athletes? Are we seeing, because of maybe what the G League is now doing, where they have the opportunity to go make $500,000, you know, as an 18-year-old or what have you, that their likeness now, it looks like they're headed toward compensation. Where do you think this is going?
I don't think the G League has a whole lot to do with it, just because it's essentially the same sort of problem that college baseball had, and I don't really even think it's that much of a problem. You know, it's just the way things are. I think the reason it's been sort of fast-tracked to me is to prevent lawsuits and to appease Congress. And so that's why I think it got done rather quickly. I think it'll be okay. I'm interested to see what happens. The thing that I thought was most interesting was, you know, profiting off of, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, things like that, autograph signings. Basically what it has done is it has made these kids, at least in terms of that aspect of their career, independent contractors. And if you remember a couple years ago, that UCF punter was extremely popular on YouTube, and the NCAA made him shut his YouTube channel down. So, you know, that part of it, I think, is it makes so much sense that in this day and age, people can profit off that no matter where they are. I mean, I have kids, and they watch videos of people opening Disney, opening toys and putting them together, and those people are multimillionaires. I mean, it's just like, come on now. You know, so I love that part. I don't think it's going to result in, you know, these local companies just loading kids up just to have a good football team, because if this stuff is above board now, which it obviously is, then, you know, those businesses have budgets. They have bottom lines. You know, they have a certain set of funds aside for, you know, marketing. And so the idea that you're just going to have a business just throw a ton of money at every player on a roster to have a good football team, that's not going to happen, because it will affect their livelihood, which is their business. And I don't care how big of a fan you are, you're not going to sacrifice your livelihood to have a good football team.
I laugh, Bear, because I have an 8-year-old too. So I'm going to get all your references,
dude,
about the kids.
These YouTube videos, man.
It's amazing.
I don't either.
I don't get it. He watches hours on end. These are families just videoing their regular day life, doing just what we all do, and they're making millions. They're raking.
Dude,
it's
we
unbelievable.
Are on the tick now where he's watching other people play video games. I'm like, dude, go play your own Nintendo Switch. It's right there.
Yeah, people.
That's
that.
A great line. Willie?
We're talking to Barrett Salee. Barrett, I was listening to Jay Billis talk about this subject, and for most people, they know Jay Billis has been championing this cause for years. But his perspective, of course, is college basketball. So with all these developments, he made a point that has been interesting. I haven't always agreed with him. I think sometimes he undersells what you do get when you go through the college experience. But
yeah,
with the whole G League thing, you have the NCAA now in a position where they almost have to incentivize the best players to come play college basketball. And he said that would be a good thing. I do wonder all of the different layers that will get to this now, because I think it does make a lot of sense, and they almost don't have a choice at this point. If you want the best college players or best players coming up through high school to play college basketball, you're probably going to have to do this to compete with this G League proposition here. But I wonder how that will be executed, and I wonder what tactics recruiters will use to try to use this to their advantage.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot like, you know, what the NBA draft process is like and what the NFL draft process is like for college kids. You get evaluated. You know, you get objective opinion of where you are, and depending on your circumstances in life and depending on your individual goals and individual needs, you you make a somewhat informed decision, just like, you know, adults do on a daily basis. So I don't think it's going to change that much, because there will be people who don't like their quote-unquote draft grade, and they come back, you know, whether it's high school or, you know, third-year college football players. That happens, you know, all the time. So, you know, I think there'll be that aspect to it. And, I mean, it's not like every kid is just going to say, oh, I'm going to go take the money in the G League. You know, there are a whole lot of people who really do appreciate college. I mean, it's not like every single player on every single roster is there only to play football. Now, some are, but almost all of them do at least appreciate what a degree from their institution means for their future. So there still will be that aspect of it. So, again, I think from a basketball perspective, it's a lot like what happens, you know, already in college baseball. And, you know, I think a lot of, not to say it's nothing, but the criticism over what it might become, I just think is way overblown.
You mentioned college baseball. I wonder, for a couple of reasons, what college baseball will look like, particularly in the most powerful conference of the SEC. If you have the double whammy of A, you now have the ability as a college baseball player to maybe make a little extra money on your likeness. And then B, the lower minor leagues will not look the same in a few years, it appears, that Major League Baseball is going to try to eliminate some of the lower chains of the minor leagues. How many more top-level players the league will get? I do think it's going to change college baseball.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll have to change college baseball, because there's a lot of really good players that, you know, might not have a home, you know, in their professional career. So, you know, we've already seen the SEC do what it's done, and I would imagine that will that would continue and be accelerated, you know, if these kids aren't able to, you know, play minor league baseball, or there just aren't enough, you know, affiliated teams with major league clubs. So, yeah, for sure. And then you throw in the added feature of, you know, making some money off of your name, image, and likeness, you know, that's not going to be that big of a deal for baseball players. But, I mean, kids at LSU, kids at South Carolina, you know, even kids at Kentucky, they've got good baseball programs. Kids at Auburn have good baseball programs. So you're not going to make a ton of money, but, you know, if you can do your thing on social media and get a couple autograph signings and get a pizza shop to, you know, to advertise with you, it's a pretty good proposition.
Tell us what you know about this thing that's just coming out today about the one-time transfer rule, because it's a little bit confusing, but it is something that's got to be resolved here in the next few months.
Yeah, so the working group announced in February that it's recommending one-time transfers, and there has to go through a whole bunch of steps. The NCAA lifted its moratorium on transfer changes this year, so you know, you could have made something right now, but right now the board of directors announced today that it's suggesting that the one-time transfer rule not go into effect at this time. So, you know, you have the working group, which is sort of providing suggestions, and then you have the board of directors that, you know, sort of discusses those and comes up with their own recommendation. And the NCAA, you know, is going to vote on these probably in May. So, you know, it's almost like conflicting discussions, conflicting opinions right now, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in May when this thing gets voted on. But, you know, if you read Dennis Dodd's story from earlier this month, it's sort of it was sort of the precursor to this decision, because he talked to MAC Commissioner John Steinbrecher, and he said that everybody's so tied up with name, image, and likeness and getting through the coronavirus pandemic that that this would probably have to be put on the shelf for a little while anyway. So not that big of a surprise. It'll be obviously met with a lot of angst online, because that's what Twitter's for. But in reality, it's just another opinion and not necessarily something that is set in stone yet.
Barrett Salee from CBS Sports is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And you saw these guys play, Jake Fromm, Jacob Beeson. as quarterbacks in college. How would you evaluate them as they move to the next level? They fell in the draft, but are both going to potentially get opportunities. What do you think about these guys as pro QBs?
Jacob Eason, not a leader, very erratic downfield. I just don't see how he's going to have a successful career. You know, like NFL scouts do all the time, they fall in love with measurables. And, you know, Jacob Eason, big, tall kid, mobile enough, can sling it 70 yards downfield. That's enough for an NFL team to draft you. But, you know, I think comparing him to Jake Fromm, I mean, it's not even close. Jake Fromm is a better quarterback, certainly a better leader, better grasp of playbook and concepts. And I don't know why this notion exists that he can't complete passes downfield, but I mean, he does. He doesn't have the arm of Jacob Eason, but he can still sling it, and he still can make those tough throws across the field. So the Jake Fromm dropping, I don't get it. I do not understand why that happened, other than scouts just trying to fall in love with measurables and in certain instances trying to outthink the room.
Were you surprised at all that Clyde Edwards-Helaire went before DeAndre Swift in the draft?
I was, just because Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I saw LSU seven times in person last year, and every single time standing next to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I'm like, dude, you are so short. I mean, that guy is really short, and I thought NFL scouts would shy away from that, but they didn't. And, I mean, he's so good. He runs certainly taller than 5'8", and is, you know, certainly built like a bowling ball. So I was surprised because I thought NFL folks would fall out of love with him based on his height. But putting him on the Chiefs with those weapons, I mean, again, I'm not the biggest NFL guy, but I have no idea how you stop that.
Barrett, before we let you go, I know we're basically all giving opinions these days. We don't exactly know what things are going to look like, but just in your opinion, college football this fall, do you think it happens on time? Are we having fans? What are your thoughts on it?
I don't think it happens on time, but I do think it starts late. I think it'll start October, you know, 1st or mid-October, somewhere around there. Just because, I mean, you have a bunch of states making different decisions on when they're going to open campuses, and that information comes from people who have nothing to do with athletics at all. I personally think that the pandemic is going away quicker than other people think that it is. So I think you'll have fans. I think, you know, you'll have every state open up campuses in the fall. But that decision has to be made nationwide before you even get kids, you know, working in strength and conditioning programs. Otherwise, it's completely unfair to schools that are still on lockdown. So I think you're going to have like a 6-week training period / fall camp and then kick it off. And I just don't see states reopening, especially ones that have been hit hard, or at least announcing reopening, you know, in the next couple of months, which to me suggests that you might have to delay things a little bit. But here's the thing. Here's the silver lining, and it might only be a year, but if it plays out that way, you could be talking about a national championship game the week between NFL championship weekend and the Super Bowl, which is really where it should be anyway. But more importantly, it would get it off that stupid Monday nighttime slot.
Interesting. Well, Barrett, if you decide during these quarantine times to do a video, make it more kind of like the Dude Perfect. Those are a little bit more tolerable. In fact, we may jump in on that. But the stuff at home, I just can't take it. I'm with you on that. But, hey, they're raking, so
I guess
good for them. I don't get it either.
That's
thanks for the
dream,
visit.
Man. That's
yeah,
the dream.
No doubt.
Hey, just, Barrett, go Braves.
Go Braves. See you guys.
All right. Thanks, Barrett. Barrett Salee, college football analyst for CBS Sports. We'll get into a little bit of what you heard about Jacob Eason and Jake Fromm. Also, there's been a quarterback that's been a starter for a long time in the league that has been released and is out there and readily available for teams to pick up. We'll discuss all that and more on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.